we've got an exhibition day to kick off our ball season. So on Sunday, we've got some OASA teams playing. We've got Haldeman Bulls are bringing teams up in U15, U13, and U11. And Wilmot is bringing a team up in U13. And they're playing against our Terra Twins teams. So we're starting Sunday on both Diamonds and Terra at 10 a.m. The U15s and the U13s are playing. And then at 11:45, we'll continue on. U15s, our other team, and then U13s again. And then at 1:30, we play again. Then 3:15, and then the last game start at 5.
Oh, that's so we're in active day.
Yeah, it'll be a busy day. We're hoping the weather holds out and it's sunny and dry and warm, because we've been on the diamond a bit lately, and we've had sunny or warm, but not both. So,
well, Terra's not a huge community, but you got a lot of softball happening. How many our youngsters are involved in the minor ball this year?
It's kind of exploded yet again. Our registrants were up over 300 players in Terra. Well, and we have running 31 teams between from T-ball up to U17 in various levels. So it's kind of become a hub for players from all over, and some of our tournament teams have players from Wyvale, Wingham, Lion's Head. Kind of we spread pretty far that way, and then our local leagues, we're using the Terra Diamonds, Allenford, Katy, Desbro, and Shallow Lake. So we're much bigger than just Terra the town, but it's a good place for kids to come and sign up and play and play in the different levels of ball.
Is there an explanation why Terra has become the hub, Ryan?
I think just we've got a lot of really good volunteers and a lot of really good coaches, and we're very accepting. We shut down registration, kind of, but if a kid decides tomorrow that he wants to play, we'll find a place for them. We don't want to see anybody get turned away from playing ball. It's kind of a dying sport around here with fastball, so hopefully we're just a little kick in the pants for the sport, and we can pick things up around here.
Well, it's going to be a full day on Sunday in Terra. Any other events taking place later on in the year for minor ball?
Yeah, we've got a big summer planned in Terra. We've got our annual men's tournament is June 9, 10, and 11. We've got we're up to 18 teams signed up for that one already. It's going to be a men's and then a U17 division as well. And then we're doing our second annual Terra Twins Fastball Extravaganza, which is for kids divisions, U11 to U15, both boys and girls. And we're up over 30 teams for that division as well. So that's a big weekend. We use all the diamonds around, essentially, and have ball going on everywhere. And then for the first time in a few years, we're hosting OASA events. So in July, the 8th and 9th, we're holding the U11 West Qualifier, which is we've got three teams in that division, and they'll play for seeding for their OASA Provincials, which are in Cobourg in August. And then in August, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, we're hosting the U13 Provincial Championships. So, it's good.
Finally, before we let you go, Ryan, are you utilizing the Allenford Diamond? And am I right in saying that the Allenford Diamond is undergoing upgrades and renovations?
Yes, we do utilize the Allenford Diamond almost nightly, and then on all those weekends. Built Right Fencing is putting in new fencing right now, and then new benches, new covered benches, and we've got some bleachers coming as well. And we're also hopefully getting new fencing on the B Diamond and Terra, and we have the temporary fencing that they use for the World Championships and things like that at the ISCs. So when we do host tournaments, we can use all three diamonds, the two in Terra and the one in Allenford, and we'll all be in tip-top shape. So it's nice to see improvements, and it's nice to see our facilities getting used a lot, and to see the town come out and support them.
Well, I know you're always probably in need of volunteers. If I'd like to volunteer, maybe find out more about Terra Minor Softball. How do I do that?
We have a website, terratwins.com. It's not the most professional website, but there is contact information on there. And then our email is terraminorbaseball@gmail.com. We definitely need good volunteers. We do lots of things during the events. Most of them will have either a gate or diamond maintenance as well. And then we run a booth and a barbecue and scorekeepers and all those kind of things. So if you're looking for something to do on a weekend and want to spend a day at the Ball Diamond, which who would ever complain about that, then feel free to reach out and we'll take all the help we can handle.
Okay. Thanks very much, Ryan. And good luck with all the exhibition games on Sunday in Terra.
Thank you. Yeah, we just are hoping for really good weather on those 4 or 5 weekends. So hopefully that does us well, and we get a good turnout.